Welcome to Concord Matters, a show seeking for concord, agreement in Christian confession. Concord mattered to Jesus and Paul, and so it does to us also. Spend these next 60 minutes as we talk matters of concord.
Concord Matters, a program produced by the Christ-centered leader in confessional broadcasting, worldwide KFUO, online at kfuo.org.
Greetings and welcome to Concord Matters. We're coming to you live on this Tuesday afternoon, December 22nd. You may be listening on our archived or rebroadcast, but we're coming to you live today from St. Louis on Tuesday, December 22nd, where it feels more like October than December. We've been having some very nice, sunny, warm weather here during this last week of Advent. I am your host for this program. I am Pastor Charles Henriksen, the pastor of St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bon Terre, Missouri. In this program, Concord Matters, we are taking our listeners through the Book of Concord, which are the Lutheran confessions. That is, what our churches believe, teach, and confess on the basis of God's holy word. And so these days we are in the large catechism. You all know the small catechism of Dr. Martin Luther. We are now in the large catechism going through the Ten Commandments, and our focus today will be on the seventh commandment, you shall not steal. We have in studio two excellent guests. I will say that in boldness and faith. I know they are excellent. They've been on the program before, and they are Pastor Warren Wirth and Professor Tom Egger. Welcome to the program, boys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right. And Pastor Wirth, in a couple of days, I bet you are having some special services at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Tell us about those.
As a matter of fact, we are. We will be celebrating the Nativity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the 24th at 5 p.m. and on the 25th of December at 10 a.m. And we invite those who are in our area to join us as we celebrate the Lord's gifts in word and sacrament.
Yes, and Good Shepherd, where I've been before, very nice church. You're just barely out of St. Louis County, just like a mile past the river there at Merrimack River.
We're in northeastern Jefferson County. The location is 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri.
And is there a website where people can find out more
there
about Good Shepherd Arnold?
It's goodshepherdarnold.org, but you need to know how to spell shepherd.
A lot of people don't.
So think sheep herder. So it's goodshepherdarnold.org.
Shepherd is S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D.
Very good. You passed the test.
Spelling bee today. All right. So thank you, Pastor Wirth, for coming in on the program today on short notice. And then our other guest in studio is Professor Tom Egger. And Professor Egger, what do you teach at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis?
I'm an Old Testament professor at the seminary, and so I teach the Hebrew language, which is the language that the Old Testament was written in, most of it at least, and then courses in books of the Old Testament and the theology of the Old Testament.
What are some of the courses you're teaching this school year?
Well, last quarter I taught Exodus and the Torah, which focused on the Pentateuch and especially the book of Exodus. Taught a class in biblical theology, which is a fourth-year class that draws some of the themes of the Old and the New Testament together in a holistic way. And this quarter, I actually am teaching only one class, but it meets 3 hours each day, elementary Hebrew. And it's first-year guys, the only class they take. And so I have a captive audience.
And what I have discovered in teaching Hebrew or Greek, I'm teaching an online course in Greek right now, the best way, it not only are your students learning, but you're really reinforcing and growing in your aptitude, I would say, by teaching it.
Yeah, it really is a joy to be able to lead students into the basics of the language that Moses and the prophets wrote down, the words of the living God. It's an amazing thing to lead them into those texts.
Now, Speaking of Moses and the prophets and your teaching of the book of Exodus, that's where we find the Ten Commandments, also in Deuteronomy. So this is right up in your wheelhouse today about the Ten Commandments. And I believe that your work on your doctoral dissertation which you are working for completion before the parousia. How does that relate to the Ten Commandments, what you're working on for your doctoral dissertation?
Yeah, my dissertation, I'm looking